the next World Youth Day will take place in Sydney, Australia.
The Pope's message in preparation for Sydney 2008 is a six-page discussion of the theme, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses." In the course of seven paragraphs, Pope Benedict looks at the promise of the Holy Spirit in the Bible, Pentecost as a starting point for the mission of the Church, the Holy Spirit, soul of the Church and principle of its communion, the Holy Spirit as our interior master, and reflections on the sacraments of Confirmation and the Eucharist. However, the strongest parts of the Holy Father's message to the youth of the world are carried in paragraphs 7 and 8, which underline the necessity and urgency of mission and the need to invoke a new Pentecost on the world. Pope Benedict immediately highlights young people's growing unease about their future, their questions regarding injustices and suffering, how they should react to violence and egoism which seem to prevail in today's society, but most importantly, how to give meaning to their lives. In response to these concerns, the Holy Father appeals to the world's youth not to forget the greatness of God's gift, which are the fruits of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, meekness, and self-control. Pope Benedict says that these can heal the wounded world and, above all, the world of today's youth. The Holy Father calls on the youth to become the new soul of humanity by being credible witnesses of the Church's mission to the world. "Once again," writes Pope Benedict, "I repeat to you that only Christ can fulfil man's innermost desires." Pope Benedict XVI, however, clarifies that we can only be Christ's missionaries if we allow ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Father then calls on his predecessors, Pope Paul VI and John Paul II. "It is more than ever necessary today," he says, "to announce the gospel and witness the faith." The Holy Father continues that some people may feel that by presenting the precious treasure of their faith to people who do not share the faith means being intolerant, but this is not so, he says, because representing Christ does not mean imposing Christ. The Pope then calls on young Catholics to fill the communication gap between the generations, often created by adults' incomprehension of young people's problems. He urges them to be saints and missionaries in the footsteps of St. Francis Xavier and St. Thérèse of Lisieux.
Dear young people, I want to encourage you to prepare well for this marvelous celebration of the feast, to experience new depths of understanding of all that we believe when we gather in Sydney next July.
The Holy Father tells all of his young readers that he is waiting for them in Sydney, where the Australian Church is currently preparing itself to welcome them. Australia and all of Oceania, he says, are preparing themselves for a new evangelization. So concludes Pope Benedict XVI, as we prepare our pilgrimage to Sydney, we must also pray for a new Pentecost for the Church and humanity in the third millennium. I'm Eimear McCarthy.